This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ah, yes, it is that time of the day. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We all know we're supposed to be around this time of the day. I'm here. Kyle's behind the glass, and you, Douglas.
Most of us know where to be this time of day.
It's nowhere to be found. We're having senior moments.
I just yelled at him out in the hallway.
Yeah, he'll be fine. All right, well, let's get to the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We got to catch Hugh up when he eventually walks back into work. This guy is something else. All right, today's mock draft, we go to ESPN. Doc, oh, there he is, Pop-Up Douglas, walking back at the studio. We lost him to a senior moment here. You know, everyone knows where they're supposed to be for the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, except no, you.
My bad. We were talking about golf, and eventually I got to start playing golf.
What are you talking about golf for?
No, listen, I know this is the mock, but this is how it goes. I finally got my golf clubs right, and I was showing them to Ike.
Right now?
Well, I was showing him the picture of the golf clubs. Yeah. And he said, Doc, when you get those clubs? I said, well, when you got drafted, that's when I got those clubs.
In 1998?
Yes. When he got drafted.
You need some new clubs.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he told me. And I was trying to figure out. I was like, because eventually I got to play golf. I got to start playing golf. And I was trying to figure out, number one, how much they're going to cost for some new clubs and which club should I get. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Sorry about that.
Speaking of number one, the Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee.
Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami. Number two. The Cleveland Browns select Abdul Carter, edge rusher, Penn State. Number three, the Giants select Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado. Number four, Travis Hunter, wide receiver, corner to the Patriots. Number five, Mason Graham, D-tackle to the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, Hugh, let's scroll down to the Eagles. Number 32, we've got a new name here.
What you got?
Jihad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama. Here is what they wrote, Field Yates, ESPN. Quote, it hurts me to see Campbell have to wait this long. He's the final prospect on the board who ranks in my top 25. But after a recent left shoulder surgery, his health outlook for the start of his career is less clear. But this would be a classic example of the Eagles pouncing on a talented player who fell due to circumstance. Campbell had 112 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, and an interception last season. All right, so the Eagles re-signed, Zach Bond, making linebacker less of a short-term need. I'm kind of intrigued, though, because N'Kobe Dean is going into the last year of his deal, and he's always hurt. I don't know if the Eagles are going to re-sign him or how much he's going to get. What do you think? Jihad Campbell, linebacker. I know you have an aversion to picking, good defensive players, but Jihad Campbell, linebacker, Alabama.
No, you know what's funny? He's from New Jersey, from up this way. 6'3", 235 pounds. Mm-hmm. Built like a grown-ass man. Like, this is what you want your linebacker to look like. And then, look at the mock-up on him when they say musculature. They say prototypical weight and musculation of a linebacker.
It's got musculation, for sure.
I'm laughing because that's just funny because you don't really see linebackers built like this anymore with this tight, prototypical size.
Kind of old-school size.
Yeah, he's old-school size. I like it. I like it for the simple fact, like, Zach Bond had to take over and be N'Kobe Dean. He had to do N'Kobe Dean's job. Now, I got a lot of love for N'Kobe Dean. He's a little bit small. He plays really, really well. But unfortunately for N'Kobe, man, he's been hurt a lot. So now you get a bigger linebacker in there. You get a bigger linebacker, a much bigger linebacker. With that and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Man, that's he's an old school. He's a throwback as far as his size is concerned.
Yeah, so look, and when we had Elliott on, he mentioned he doesn't think they're going to trade this pick.
Sideline to sideline player, too.
Because it gives them 5 years of a cheap player, whoever this is. You know, even yesterday, Jeff speaking, Howie, they know they have to pay some of these young guys soon. Jalen Carter. They're going to need cheap young players. I don't know if N'Kobe's going to be resigned after this coming season.
It's tough.
If he plays well, he's going to want a lot of money. Mm-hmm. If he gets hurt again, we might not want him back anyway. You know, getting another linebacker in here isn't the craziest idea. Now, if Bond wasn't here, I think we'd be talking about this name more, almost like a need. It's not a need. This would be more of a luxury pick because he probably wouldn't even start next season unless N'Kobe was banged up or not ready to go. I am intrigued, though. Jihad Campbell, very productive at Alabama, 21 years old. A year ago, I would have said, come on, guys. The Eagles taking a linebacker in the first round, but they've now paid a running back twice and paid a linebacker. So obviously, we're in a different era of Eagles football where the old rules don't apply. Kyle, your thought? Jihad Campbell, Alabama.
I don't think I'm in on a linebacker in the first round.
So it's not Jihad. It's just the position.
Yeah, it is. I'm not out on Jihad, per
okay.
se.
Okay.
It's just linebacker. I think that's where I align with the Eagles, that I'm not going linebacker.
Yeah, but then now they do new things. Maybe this is the next box they're going to check. They never checked it before.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. I mean, I'm with you. I'm worried about N'Kobe Dean, but I feel like that's an area we can address in other ways.
Well, and maybe they think that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is ready anyway. Maybe this is not even a need at all. We'll find out. But Jihad Campbell, 32, in the latest mock draft that... that senior moment Douglas almost missed. We're glad you made it back. We saw you out there.
Y'all got me wearing clothes every day, man. I'm trying to expand my portfolio a little bit. I got to start playing golf.
You don't have to.
Well, kind of, because everybody plays golf, man.
You just don't want to be left out?
Well, I just found out, you know, well, I don't want to preemptively strike anything, but it's some golfing events coming up real soon.
Yeah, we're going to do some shows from some events.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't want to be the guy in the sweatsuit again like in a couple years ago.
I had to get some polos and stuff, man. Get some golf pants.
A brand new hue. You know, you could wear those polos on the show.
They
doubled. You just wear the polos.
I'm doing all these push-ups in the morning. It's about to be swole up.
It's amazing how many people you've blamed today for your stuff.
Spike.
Yep.
Max. You.
I didn't do anything.
It ain't my fault. It's my fault.
Didn't do anything. Here, I'm just trying to do a show here. Let's go to Rodney in South Philly. What's up, Rodney?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going
Rodney,
on, man?
What's up, buddy?
First of all, Hugh, I was laughing hard at my nephew, Tyler, when he did them peas for the Phillies opening day that day. To see the way your face looked on TV, on YouTube.
See, everybody can see my face. Can't hide my face expression.
You
no
can't
more,
hide bro. It no more, Hugh. And Hugh, what do you think? A snake gonna go walk around the city in some little doggy?
I like how people got caught up about me saying the snake walking around the city. Y'all wild.
Because now I'm thinking, what kind of shoes is he wearing?
Is he wearing track shoes? How many feet does he have?
Yeah, look, he's wearing them sneakers like little. See the little hot dogs that be wearing?
Yeah.
Little long hot dogs.
Out there in the city looking for dogs, looking for little stray dogs.
You got everyone walking their dogs frightened that the snake's going to come snatch their dog.
No, but you talking about what kind of the snake out there waving a terrible tail?
Like, yo, the snake going by lifting his head up like, yo, what's up, homie?
Yeah, that's about it. Living in Philly, yeah. Y'all crazy.
Yo, but some dude had two snakes on his neck walking on South Street the other day.
No, we can't be doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on, man.
People still go to South Street.
The guy with the snake is there.
That's ridiculous.
You don't go to South Street?
I haven't been to South Street since I've been living in Philadelphia.
Go today when you get off the show.
No, I got things to do. Mm-hmm. but snake might be down there.
Yo, this Tishmas thing, this is ridiculous, man. First, I got my man acting like he's Superman on the Commanders trying to fly over everybody. But that's the way somebody's going to get hurt. And now that Goodell has put his little two cents in it, you know they're going to shoot it down. You know it's done.
Yeah, the fact that he's involved, that's like the tipping point, Rodney. Now I know we're losing this thing.
Yeah, now what you do is now you take your tight end and your running back and you put them behind the two guards, between the guard and the center, and you push those three.
you know what? Whatever sticks it to them, I'm all for that. I like that. Roddy, man, good phone call. We appreciate you. You got everyone out there. You got the whole line in Wawa laughing because you think snakes walk around.
Shout out to the line at Wawa. Matter of fact, if y'all still in line, you need to get Kyle's dad a Scrapple hoagie. So help my man Kyle out.
They make it especially for him because they know him, so that might be hard.
But that's a particular Wawa, not just all the Wawa. Yes.
But find out what your pops want on it so we can get him a Scrapple hoagie.
I don't think we should call him again
today. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's sensitive,
Open up. Open up wounds.
Yeah, the wounds are there. It's almost like when someone earlier said you were afraid of commitment.
I am not afraid of commitment.
You saw it in your eyes. Again, the YouTube audience, they see all this. They saw the hurt in your eyes was there.
Nah.
Okay. Steve and Roersford. What's up, Steve? Steve?
Too moment too big for
Steve, all right.
He about to be on TV.
Steve's not going to be on TV. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. An active day on our midday show Twitter here account here. Gut feeling, will the NFL ban the tush push before the season? No at 53%, yes at 47%. I would love to be living in the world you guys are with the nose. This thing's gone. We got to accept this.
The writing's on the wall.
Yeah,
because they're being optimistic, man.
Optimistic. You got the commissioner out there spewing lies.
The death knell. When I saw him up there talking, I was like, yeah, this is about it.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Do you like spiders? Another poll today. Yes at 16%. No at 84%. And then
I did tell you there was a faction.
You're right, 16%. And then we have some response. Most people freaking out. Have you seen this snake roaming the city? And the picture of the snake that Kyle saw in Philadelphia. And I better not see that guy. That's a huge snake. Like when you first told us the story this morning, I was like, what's the big deal? And then you showed me the photo, and I was like, oh, this is a really big deal, actually. Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
How you doing there, Joe, and everybody else?
Oh, we're good, Mark. What's up, buddy?
The National Fear League.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is today. They're afraid of everything. They're afraid of lawsuits. They're afraid of people getting hurt. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. And they're destroying what football really is about, the physicality of the sport that people fall in love with, that people pay so much to go and see. And it's really sad. And did you guys hear the quote from Mike Vrabel?
What did he say?
He said, and he's for the Eagles keeping it,
mm-hmm.
and the league keeping it. And he said, are we going to stop things and make them illegal because they're hard to defend? He said, Lamar Jackson's hard to defend in the open field. Are we going to tell Lamar Jackson now that he can't run with the football because it's hard to defend? You know, and he makes a great point. You know, just because the Eagles are really good at this and teams can't stop it, we're just going to outlaw it. Great point.
He's right. It's a joke. And if I was another team, Mark, I would wonder if I create something that becomes really good, are you going to take that away from me? Like eventually the shoe gets turned the other way, right? It puts put on the other foot. Like, okay, may, I don't know. Maybe I'll vote for this. Maybe I won't. But what if we create something? You're going to take that away from us? It's not fair.
Nah, and it's just a sign of the times today. You know, when the going gets tough, people just fold instead of the tough get going. It's really sad, and the NFL plays right into it. Just a bunch of cowards in the NFL, just cowards from the upper administration trickling all the way down to some of these coaches and owners, just cowards.
They are. Mark, good phone call. It is. It's fear, Hugh. They're fearful that the other owners are annoyed. They're fearful the other teams are annoyed. Maybe they're a little fearful someone's going to get hurt, but even that.
Jealousy. I think it's more jealousy than fear. It's not afraid. It's like the league. This is how I view it, and this is how I think it went. The Eagles do the tush push. They do it well. Other teams try to copy the tush push.
Can't do it.
Can't do it as well because what's the best form of flattery?
You know,
it's copying somebody.
Yeah, of course.
So other teams try to do it. The two teams that have the loudest voice try to do it. I don't know what the Falcons have done. I don't know if they tried to implement the tush push, but the two teams to me that have tried it have the most to say about it because they can't do it. It's one play where Jordan Love, he was trying to do the tush push and he fell over something. It was weird. It was a weird way that he fell. They can't do it. So if you can't beat them, then get rid of it. That's what it is to me. That is the biggest thing. And then the most egregious thing that has happened throughout this whole process is that when the Dogger reporter, Elliot Shore Parks, asked him inside of the year, asked Sean McDermott, if it's so bad, why are you doing it?
Yep.
He couldn't answer the question. Well, he couldn't answer the question coherently. He didn't answer it like a grown-up. He just said, well, you know, whatever. I'm trying to be ahead of the curve. That's crazy to me.
I'm telling you, the less Sean McDermott talks, the better off he's going to be. Like, every time that guy speaks, it makes him sound worse and worse. That was before Elliot got pooped on by the bird, right?
Yeah, that was before poop. Yeah. Pre-poop.
Pre-poop. But can we hear that audio again, Elliot getting pooped on yesterday? Because there's probably a lot of people out there who like been waiting for a moment like this, so I want to make sure they
Elliot going to come back all tanned, and he been talking trash. You hear him speaking his truth.
How about that he had to go wash his hand before the Lurie press
got on his aura ring?
It did. He couldn't even go and like take a shower.
He said he don't need no aura.
That's dedication to the craft. I just got pooped on by a bird. I'm heading right to Jeff Lurie's press conference. Here's how it sounded yesterday live on WIP.
On ESPN, so they're all talking about it. Every highlight they showed, he was literally being pushed in the end zone.
Wow, a bird literally just went on me.
Good luck for you.
Good luck. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
you got pooped on by a bird?
What is that?
They were excited. Good luck. Awesome.
Yeah, I was like, what's that warm thing on my hand? And I just looked over.
On your hand?
Oh, man, it got your hand?
Yeah.
Better than your mouth.
On my ring, too.
Mouth.
That's... Yeah.
Oh, my ring.
You know, so that could be a bad
look,
sign.
Well, it's my aura ring. It's not my wedding ring. Oh.
Yeah, you're right. They cheered. It was cheering that Elliot got pooped
on. It was an exciting event.
It was. I mean, that audio is. I mean, I don't, what's better audio the last 24 hours on WIP? That or when Hugh yawned at our first caller this morning? What do you like better? Elliot getting pooped on or Hugh? Can we hear Hugh getting yawning one more time?
You are.
Really? I just want to know what the people like better. Kyle, one more poll today. Better audio. Elliot getting pooped on, Hugh yawning mid-show.
I see you leading all the way into
this. Well, they're both good pieces of audio. Mike and Easton, what's up, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, it's not like we bothered him.
Yeah, Mike, you called us.
You called us.
No, you guys there?
We have to be till 2. Those are the rules.
I'm just chiming in on Tush Push. I think it sucks that it's. I think it's kind of trivial.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I think you guys are looking at it a little wrong. Because I think what they're really bothered by is that offensively they're being assisted by somebody to gain yardage, which happens in other plays also. But they really can't say anything, or they don't say anything about that when the play is already going on and that happens. But I think that's what bothers them more than anything.
But they could bother them, but to ban the play feels...
Because they can't stop it.
Dude, I'm on your side. I think it's ridiculous, absolutely. I mean, it's crazy. I think there's so many other things that you're worried about, like being able to throw the flag for a face mask that didn't happen.
Yep.
Or a horse collar that didn't happen. This is bullshit. I mean, why would Sean McDermott...
He lost it.
Yeah, Mike, we love you. We appreciate you. Very passionate.
But how mad can we be at him? Because
we all think it's BS.
we right there every day. We right there on the line every day.
We make sure we say BS instead of the full
thing.
We agree. It's baloney that they're taking this away. As far as they're jealous, they can't stop it. Yeah, all that stuff. They have to have a better reason. Again, aesthetics. We debunked that yesterday and today. You can't give me aesthetics and then tell me, well, a kneel down is a fun play to watch. No, it's not. A spike is a fun play to watch. No, it's not. There's plenty of plays in sports that are not aesthetically pleasing. How about a bunt in baseball? Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens in sports that are just, it's part of the game, and you kind of just move through it. And again, this play the Eagles ran an average of 3 times a game. To take away, it's petty. This you actually probably understand this more than most of us. This is petty.
I do.
Yeah.
That's why you should listen to me on this one, because I feel it. I feel it
in
my spirit. Yeah. I feel it in my spirit because of all the things that people are saying about this. And then you got the commissioner up there with the rhetoric that he's spewing that's eerily similar to what everybody else has been saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they, none of them have nothing to stand on, no solid ground to stand on. They have the same story that they're telling everybody. Oh, it's not safe. Well, we just want to get ahead of it. Think about that for a minute. You're at a meeting, and most times when you have these discussions, you come with concrete evidence and data showing why you feel this way.
Especially medical
so
things.
So much so That's why. Why do you think Howie asked the question?
Like, where's the
data? Because most times, you know what happens when that happens, Joe? They bam, they hit you with the data right there.
Because he knew they had none. He was prepared.
Yeah, he was prepared. Yeah. They ain't got no data on this because Troy told you that. Troy Vincent said that weeks before.
Yep.
But that's the one that you got to go with, because out of all this that you threw out there, that's the only argument that it validates your opinion. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, you know what, I don't like it because you do it better than everybody else. Or I don't like it because I don't like the way Coach Sirianni cut his hair or the way that he was running up the sideline, you know, acting like a bubblehead, yelling and screaming at the fans.
Yeah.
Say that. If that's how you feel, say that, and then everybody's going to laugh at you. But at least at the end of the day, you got it off your chest. Bottom line, you got it off your chest.
Yeah, you can't lie through this because everyone just picks those apart. It's a total joke, but I do think this is gone. I think the next month or so they're going to convince who they have to convince, and they're going to vote in May, and we say goodbye to the tush push. Josh in Wilmington is up. Hey, Josh.
Oh, what's happening, gentlemen?
Hey, Josh. What's up?
We need to get these snakes off this mother plane.
You know what? I have never seen that movie.
You've never seen Snakes in a Plane?
Never seen Snakes in a Plane.
It's a wild. You know, it's a wild movie.
Like Snakes in the Plane is one of those. Like it's certain movies that come out that are like that you'd be like, no, that kind of set us back a little bit. And I'm not watching that one because that just feels like it was a setback. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I may long talk. You know what I mean? Possibility, Hugh.
Yes.
Possibility. However, you look good in a little bit of color on YouTube, just to let you know. Black was not doing it. But I'm glad that you turned the corner and you're going to lighten it up a little bit.
I'm trying, man. I'm working on it. I got to expand my wardrobe a little bit.
I'm just glad that the audience can see you today. I mean, that's a good first step.
I was blending. and you know what, Joe? As I turn around, look, this part right here.
Yeah.
That's like when I want it all black.
Now they're overcompensating by making Joe glow.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they are. Yeah, I feel bright today. I feel not smart, but just bright, the lights. Go ahead, Josh.
All right, so the tush push, right? I agree with you, 100%. Right? I mean, it's like, what are you going to do? You can't stop it, so we're going to vote it out. And the example that I gave Kyle was, you know, hey, look, I could go into work one day, and you know, we the union would have a vote on something. Well, you know what? I'm going to form a faction. And I'm going to do the best I can to shift the vote. And we're going to table this bad boy until our next meeting.
Form a faction, that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that is exactly what is occurring. You don't table something with the hope that people are going to then change their mind and be on the Eagles' side. That's just not going to happen. So we could kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, it's a goner. Unfortunately, yeah. It is a goner.
But I'm going to still be optimistic.
Yeah, yeah. Hugh's going to put his head straight in the sand for
straight
another month.
Straight in the sand.
Yep.
Won't be the first.
So another quick thing, Hugh, and if you're interested, just being down here in Delaware, an awful lot of time spent on a golf course at the pro level all the way down to the club level. I'd be more than willing to help you out, straighten you out, you know, just hit a few balls and get you ready. If you're ever interested, no charge.
I need to figure out my club situation because they kind of laughed. When I showed them the clubs that I had, I got a video.
Sure. Oh, they laughed at you?
Oh, they had a nice little hearty laugh.
Oh, wow.
There's like, dog,
well,
those clubs are old.
There's a place here in Delaware that's called Second Swing that'll we go in there and they'll tighten you right up. And it's like play it again sports. It's a little elevated, but it's all golf geared, and you could buy used equipment there to cut a little bit of the cost. And let's be real, you know, you don't intend on going out and playing 3 to 4 times a week, so you don't need the Rolls Royce. You need the Hyundai.
Yeah.
Maybe even, you know. So it's one of those types of things. And, dude, like I said, I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Appreciate
and,
that.
Get you lined up. Yeah, of course,
appreciate
man.
That.
Of course.
Yeah, because so anyway, eventually I'm going to have to play.
Yo, yeah, no doubt, man. And look, as long as you can see the ball, hit ball, I mean, and understand just a tiny, teensy little bit, you'll be all good. Now, one last thing. Did you guys happen to see the home run that Kyle Schwarber hit the other day?
Yes.
That ball would have hit William Penn if the batter's eye wasn't in the goddamn way. That thing left the park and hit the batter's
Come
eye
on,
and
everybody.
Ricocheted almost back into play.
It was a smooth shot, Josh. Josh, we appreciate it.
You know what we're moving towards? We got to go syndicate. What's that?
This is your fault.
Okay, I'll take XM. That one.
The FCC is no matter what we do, the FCC is involved here.
Okay, wait a minute. We're still involved?
The FCC is involved.
We need to get a dump button there. We have one of those. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
You think we don't have a dump
button? Well, I mean, I'm trying to figure out a way we can move around this so we can talk more freely.
Yeah, we dump things. Yeah.
Let's not encourage it.
Well,
we're trying to keep you in line and the callers.
We don't want to have to dump.
We have become, you know what we've become in a short period of time? The bar. We have become the bar.
Are you saying that we could have drinks during the show?
Well, no, not the drinks part.
Well, it's not a bar.
The free conversation, the flow, you know what I mean? Yeah. The conversation
has
become.
Well, you walk in, you walk out.
The conversation. We have become the bar.
Kyle, what do you think about Hugh's golf era? You think can you picture Hugh like really becoming a big golf guy?
I could see Hugh being really bad at golf.
I could see that too, Kyle. So that's what I'm trying. And see, it's not like I won't spend for the clubs because I was just told, Ike told me, like, for a nice pair of clubs, at least $1,500 just for the clubs. And then I got to get a driver. The driver's going to probably be my most expensive piece, which I don't have a problem buying. But it's more, how much am I going to get from this? I have a lot of friends now that always ask me, hey, man, you want to go hit a few golf balls? No, not really. But it seems like that it's kind of moving towards that.
I'm excited for your golf era. I think this could be a big thing for the show. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Get on the record here. What's your gut feeling? Is the tush push gone? I think it is. Plus, we have new Cowboy drama. Jerry Jones making one of his best players not very happy. We'll hit
what
that next.
What have I done to deserve this?
Your call. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know what else I'm excited for? Spring. Because it's in the air. You know what else is in the air? The smell of the grills firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again. So picture this, people. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, we got some Hatfield bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what spring's all about. Longer days and great food with friends and family. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.